carrying on from my experiment with the Seado grinder. It is quite an amazing tool to just hone your skills more and more and more and understand the real combination between dosing and coarseness fineness of your grind. Because of course, depending also on the size of your basket, you can play around, and also depending on your beans, how much do they really need? How much gram do you want to dose to get the best, to get the sweet spot out of your roasted beans, to get the lovely mouthfeel, to get the notes through, to work closely really with artisan roasters or roasters who take a lot of care and love in their creation of what they think is a beautiful bean to savor. So yeah, I've been, this is the first time I'm actually on such a big commercial grinder. And if I can just kind of describe it a bit, the hopper is quite large and in charge really. And the thing is that you've got I don't quite know what you call this, kind of a lever to shut off the grinds hitting the burrs. Actually, this particular grinder has got flat burrs. They're quite large again. So that's why it takes no time at all to actually dose about 19 grams in about 6 seconds, which is amazing. The setting that I came with and used it, it was on 6 seconds and it should have given me 19 grams, but it didn't quite give me 19 grams. So then I played around a bit and just really by upping a point of a second, it gives you a gram and a bit. Again, I probably would have to do more and more experiments to also understand if the coarseness of the beans also determine how many grams you will then have more or less, depending on the time that you sit. And it's a very easy little computer in there that helps you set these times. And you've even got two settings. You've got it on a single or a double shot. So you can also override this and do it manually by eye if you know your basket well enough, if you know your beans well enough. There's nothing holding you back but just going by eye and then just measuring once and understanding if that is what you want and if that is enough grind for the extraction that you're going to do. So really kind of easy to do. What else can I tell you about it? Well, it's got actually why I wanted to try something else is because Mahlkönig Vario has probably could benefit from more scales to go even a little finer, especially with lightly roasted coffees. I was kind of running out a bit of space, but this adjusts very, very well. And there's quite a few increments there as well. So getting used to new equipment is, of course, a learning curve, but one that if you are approaching it with an open mind and just absorbing everything that you learn, engage your senses, watch carefully what's happening, then, of course, you will learn more and more and more about coffee and the mysteries of coffee, the endless story that coffee invites you to explore.